Okay, today's Mishnah in Masechet Uktzin, our last day of Masechet Uktzin and our last day of Seder Tyrus. Wow, is Paragimel Mishnah Yud. So now we're going to be talking about things that may not be Mekabel Tuma because of the fact that they are considered to be Mechubar to the ground. Remember that we've expanded our discussion over here for edibles that are not Mekabel Tuma for some other reason. We talked about the need for Machshava. We talked about the need for Hechsher. Now, when we talked about those things that are viewed as edibles or not edibles, now what would be the din of a beehive, a Kavera Devorim? And the Kavera Devorim, in certain ways, is considered to be a part of the ground. We've got a beehive. It's not connected to the ground. It's sitting on the ground. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it doesn't matter. A beehive is considered to be the equivalent of land in all ways. And therefore, even in terms of being kainait, as we saw, it is the type of kinyan that is done for land, not the type of kinyan that is done for metaltalim. Because of that, you can even write a prusbel on Shemitah because it's land. And you don't write a prusbel without some kind of land to back it up. But if the guy owns a beehive, even if he doesn't own any actual real estate, that is good enough to write a prusbel on. And if it's still in the place where it was, then it will not be Mekabel Tuma because it is attached to the ground, even though it isn't. So things that are viewed as part of the ground are not Mekabel Tuma. And what's more, if you take out honey from a beehive on Shabbos, that's the equivalent of detaching an actual veggie from the ground, and you would be chayev to bring a korban chatas because it's the equivalent of ktsira. And this, of course, was all part of the Yarot Vash that we've spoken about, which was the story of Shaul and Yonatan, as the Gemara goes through elsewhere that we've had. Chachamim omrim, no, if it's not mechubar to the ground, then it is not a din of karka. You cannot write a prusbel on it. It is mekabel tuma, and you certainly are not chayav achatas. If you wrote a mimenu b'shabbat, you would be potter. Now, once we're already on the topic of beehives, Mishnah Yud Aleph. So now, the question is, in terms of Hilchas Tuma, what is the din of the honeycomb? So the honeycomb itself, remember, I mean, the honeycomb itself is wax, and the honey is inside of them, and the whole thing is considered to be able to be Mekabel Tuma once you've got it out of the honeycomb. What is the moment that it's considered to be a ochlin, and at what moment is it considered to be a mashkin? Because remember that honeycomb, won't you be my honey, the din is that honeycombs, if it's actually honey, it's one of the Shiva Mashkin. So at what point does the honeycomb that you used to be able to handle and just move it with your hand around and so on, at what point is it called a Mashkin? That's our question. What's the difference? Oh, there's a big difference, remember. Because what's the din of Mashkin? The Choser and Liot Rishon. So no matter what Tuma they're Mekabel, they are always Mekabel, that Tuma. They turn into a Rishon, the Tuma. Not only that, we've got that additional Chumra of Mashkin that they are Metame Kalim under certain circumstances as well. And therefore, if it's considered to be a liquid, then it's going to be much more Chumra. If it's considered to be a solid, so then it's just Mekabel Tuma like any other Ochlin. So Beit Shammai says, I'll tell you, when do they become liquid? At the moment that you are mecharcher. You heat up the honeycomb. That's the first step that you do to get the honey out. Then even though it's still in the comb, it is still already considered to be a mashkin. Whereas Beit Hillel says, you crush it. After you've crushed the comb and now the honey is dripping out, then you're considered to have turned it into a mashkin. Perek, Gimel, Mishnah, Yud, Beit, our conclusion of Seder Tyrus. Wow. Whew. Man, it's taken us a very long time to do this Seder Tyrus. My gosh, if we include our Masechet Nida, we've got to include all the way. Whew. It's like 5-6 years, you know. This is heavy duty. Okay, so this is a true celebration. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. עתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להנחיל לכל צדיק וצדיק 310 עולמות. הקדוש ברוך הוא will give every tzaddik in this world 310 alternative worlds to be the owner of. Shenemar lahanchil ohava yesh, yesh is 310, ve'otzrotehem amale, I will fill up their storehouses. You thought honeycombs or something. So if you can busy yourself with 310 different worlds, these are not just different planets where you think the difference between one planet Earth and another Earth-like planet is enough. Absolutely not. We're talking about different worlds, man. Totally different ways of living. Now, the truth is, of course, that every individual human being always walks around with at least 310 different perspective worlds inside. I ask you, is there a human being that doesn't have the potential of writing 310 different novels in totally different settings, completely different worlds? So that means his mind, anyway, is ready to live. I mean, you take a look at some authors, it's absolutely astonishing, right? Completely different worlds, universes they make up all on their own, completely filled with every last detail, and they live, and you can live in those universes with them. So that's a dogma for having the actuality of those worlds in which it becomes yesh, it becomes all of the potential of being. And there it's a rumors to this idea of the 310. So this is ohavai yesh, all of those who are my lovers will get their 310 olamos. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Chalavta, lo matza kadosh baruch hu kli machazik bracha l'Yisrael ela ha-shalom. It's not that shalom is a state. Shalom is a space. It's a complete container. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was unable to provide all of the incredible brachas that he always was waiting for Yisrael until there's a complete shleimus in the world in which everything is in its place. Then there's a kli and the world becomes a suitable container, a real space for shalom. Because it says, Hashem oz lamo yitin, Hashem yivorech et amo ba shalom. What's va shalom supposed to mean? Inside shalom. That's the point. So if it's inside the shalom, then the shalom is obviously a container in which you put the brachas into. So the yivorech in the context of this container called shalom, then you actually have the possibility of real brachas. And that's the Hashem Yivorech Esanam, very beautiful. And now we need to do our Siyum Bezrat Hashem. Wow. What is a real simcha? Hadron Aloch Mesechet Uktin Beseder Tyres. Hadron Chalon. Daitan Aloch Mesechet Uktin Beseder Tyres. Vedaitan Chalon. Lodin Tashem Inok Mesechet Uktin. V'seder tyres, v'lo ditna sheminan lo ba'alma hadein, v'lo ba'alma da'ati. Let me just open up the door over here so my wife can hear the siyum as well, because she's a bit grand.
You
better
be
doing
this.
I'm saying the siyum.
This is new.
Here.
Everything new. I put the old in there. Don't pick up.
Hadron Aloch Mesechet Uktzin V'Seder Tyres V'Hadron Chalon. Daitan Aloch Mesechet Uktzin V'Seder Tyres V'Daitan Chalon. Lenitz Nashem Inoch Mesechet Uktzin V'Seder Tyres V'Loitit Nashem Inan. Lo Ba'am Adem V'Lo Ba'am Adahati. Hadron Aloch Mesechet Uktzin V'Seder Tyres V'Hadron Chalon. Daitan Aloch Mesechet Uktzin V'Seder Tyres V'Daitan Chalon. Lo Dit Nashem Inoch Seder Tyres V'Loitit Nashem Inan. Lo Ba'am Adem V'Lo Ba'am Adahati. Harev no adino eloheinu et ivreiter, osecha befinu lefiyos amcha beis Yisrael, v'niyach lono anachnu v'tzetzeinu v'tzetzei amcha beit Yisrael, kulonu yode'ei shemecha v'lo midei torotecha lishmo, mi oivaitecha kemeni mitzvotecha ki li'olam ili, yehi libi tamim bechukecha l'man lo evosh, l'olam lo eshkach pikudecha ki bom chiyithani, boruch ato adino elamedeini chukecha, מודים אנחנו מפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולא יבותינו, ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש ולא מיושבי קרנות, שאונו משכימים והם משכימים. אונו משכימים לדברי תורה והם משכימים לדבורים בטלים. Onu amilim vehim amilim, onu amilim umikabalim sachar, vehim amilim veinam mikabalim sachar. Onu ratzim vehim ratzim, onu ratzim l'chayei ha'olam haba, vehim ratzim leve'er shachat, shenemar ve'ata Elohim, toridem leve'er shachat, anshei domim umirma lo yechetzu yimehen, ve'ani eftach bach. Yiratzom yufanech ladinu Eloheinu, kishem she'azartanu l'sayem et seder taharot, כך תעזרנו להתחיל סדרים וספרים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך ובאהבה, וזכות כל התנאים ותלמידי חכמים, בסדר תרס ובכל השעס תעמד לנו לזרענו שלא תמור שטרו מפינו מפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם, וקוים בנו, נתהלך תנחה אותך, בשור ובך תשמור עליך, והקיצות היית שיחך, כיווי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה עושר וכבוד, אדוני עוז ועמו ייתן, אדוני בורך את עמו לשלום, יתקדל ויתקדש מרבו, ויולכות יפועות סיד להתחד את טוב לחי ומתי ולעסוק היתון לחי הולמה, ולמבני קרתא דירושלים ולשחלו לא יחולי בגבו, ולמעקר פוחנו נוכרו מנער עולת טוב ופוחנו תשפעי עליית רי, וימליל קודשו בריחו במלכוסי ויקורי, ויצמח פורקני ויקורי משיחי,
אמן.
אמן. וחיידךו בית ישראל, בגלו ובזמן קוראים, ואמן.
אמן. יש שמי רב המברך,
לעולם,
לעולם, לעולם. יש שמי רב המברך, מעולם, לעולם, לעולם, לעולם. יתברך וישתבח, ויתפואר, ויתרומם, ויתנשא, ויתעדור, ויתעלה, ויתעלו, שמי דקודשה בריחו. אמן. כל ברכתה ושירתה תושבחתה ונחמתה עד אמירון ביום אבינו הוא אמן.
אמן.
ועל הרבנן ועל תלמידיון ועל כל תלמידי תלמידיון ועל כל מנדי עוסקים באורייתא דיבייתרא קדישא עדין ודיבכל אתר ויתר. ילוהון וכון שלום רבו חימה וחיס דברך אמין וחיי יריך הנה מזני רביך יופור קנה וקדום אבון די ושמי עברו וימלו אמן.
אמן.
אמר רבו בן שמי וחיים עלינו ועל כל ישראל וימלו אמן.
אמן.
שלום דברי מוב ויעצה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל וימלו אמן.
אמן.
Good
morning. Good morning.